love it. I love it. I love it. What's going on, y'all? It's Trey Matthews checking in. Welcome to episode one of the Trey Matthews podcast. There's obviously a lot we have to talk about. It's a lot that we have to discuss and address. But if you didn't know, I am your host, Trey Matthews. I don't even know where to begin. Let's start. This is part of the rebrand, you can say. And this is my first episode solo. And a lot of mixed feelings, a lot of mixed emotions right now. I've got a little bit of butterflies in me. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't. My mind is all over the place. You know, I'm a little jittery. I'm a bit excited. But at the same time, I'm nervous too. You know what I'm saying? This is a new space. And this is the next chapter for me. Definitely want to say appreciate everybody who's been supportive since day one. Appreciate everybody checking up on me, giving me feedback, all of that stuff. I really appreciate it. You know, this is, I guess you can say, my second sabbatical or hiatus. And this is the next chapter. This is me graduating from the Brochillion. So this is what's next. So a lot to talk about. You know, I feel like, for one, this year has been a roller coaster for me. You know, kind of reflecting really quick, and it's a lot I want to get into, because I've been wanting to pod for so long. For the past few months, it's been a multitude of topics I wanted to put my two cents on. It's been a lot of charisma and egregious propaganda, and it's just been so much to talk about since the last time I've actually done a podcast. So I'm really excited to really dive in and talk about and chop it up with y'all on what's been going on. But first and foremost, I definitely want to send my flowers and shout out to y'all for being there for me. You know what I'm saying? Since day one, I wouldn't be podcasting if it wasn't for y'all. So I definitely want to express my gratitude and appreciation there. I appreciate everybody who's been supportive. I appreciate everybody who's been patient also. I know a lot of people have been waiting on me to do another podcast or just to hear my voice. They'd be like, Trey, where you at? Da da da. So here I am. I will be here. No cap this time, no caperoni, but I will record on Tuesdays. Episodes will be dropped every Wednesday. So make sure y'all stay in the loop for that. Also, I've been getting a lot of people's sentiments, you can say, on when is the merch dropping. That is coming very, very soon also. I will probably drop a little sneak peek of what's to come in the coming days. So definitely stay tuned for that. And again, appreciate y'all for just being patient, you know. It's been funny, but it's been also humbling for people to come up to me and say, yo, bro, where's my hoodie? Like, it's starting to get cold outside. I got nothing to wear. You were supposed to have my crew neck, or you were supposed to have my hoodie months ago, and here we are. So I appreciate that. I need that. It keeps me on my toes, for one. And then for two, I've just been in a creative space where I've just been focusing and wanting to align and connect with not only myself, but just be in tune of what's going on in the moment. You know what I'm saying? This is me finally hitting my landing spot, if you want to say. And when it comes to me putting out anything with my name on it, I want to make sure it's quality, for one. And also, I just want to make sure, you know, I put all my heart in it. You know what I'm saying? Because I can give you a half-assed sweater, or I can give you a basic-ass t-shirt, but I actually want to spend time and reevaluate and reassure that this is going to be some of my best work I've put out to date, not only on this podcast, but anything when it comes to merchandise, etc. So I appreciate y'all for being patient. I promise I will have some concepts and designs put up on Instagram by the end of the week. So y'all stay tuned for that. And if y'all not following me already, be sure to follow me at Trey_Matthews with two T's on Instagram. I think that's also my Twitter handle as well. So I also have a YouTube channel, Trey Matthews. So look out for that. I'll have all that stuff linked in the description. But kind of going back to what I was going to start the podcast off with is this year for me. And to say the least, it's been a roller coaster. You know, life has been life, and for sure. And I think that's another reason why, you know, I feel like this sabbatical or hiatus, whatever you want to describe it as, has been very valuable to me. You know, there is value in silence. There is value in going ghost at times. It builds that mystique. So I know a lot of times individuals or, you know, whatever, everybody's rollout is completely different. So I respect it. But I think a lot of creatives feel like when they're in a transition to something next, or once they're on to their next chapter, they feel like they have to make a bunch of noise on social media, or, you know, just have to be in everybody's face. And that's not always the case. Sometimes, you know, you can find your answer in silence. Sometimes it's a humbling experience kind of seeing what everybody else is putting out there, or just completely logging off of social media, logging off the internet, and really tapping into your creativity and making it organic and of substance and value. So that's where I've been lately. I've just kind of been in a safe space where I've just been laying low, just reassessing the field and seeing how I'm about to dominate, how I'm about to take over, how I'm about to deliver to y'all, you know. So going back to this year, I mean, I think the top half was definitely difficult, to say the least. You know, it's no secret that I lost one of my best friends that I've had for over a decade easily. So just dealing with that and just going through the motions of life, you know, a lot of ambiguity. It was tough, you know, it was tough, but I want to, you know, definitely take the time out to give gratitude to my family, my friends, my loved ones, because they've been the ones to not only keep me accountable, but to also keep me sane. You know, it's crazy to think that we're in the fourth quarter of 2022, and this year has been one of my best years, one of my best years in my 20s, I feel like, personally, you know. And yeah, we're less than, I want to say, 90 days away from a new year, from Togetherness Day, from Christmas, if y'all celebrate that. So yeah, it's 2023 vision. You know what I'm saying? If you're not already on that time, you got to be tapped in now, because the new year is going to be here. It's going to be January 1 before you know it. So definitely get your shit in order, get your ducks in a row, and yeah, remain optimistic. Stay humble. Of course, check on your loved ones, show love to your people, and just really be tapped into what your next move is. You know, you want to be, you know, have that chess mindset and thinking three steps ahead. But anywho, you know, the top half of the year was difficult. Summertime, I really just spent, and even the beginning of fall, you know, I think we're entering the midpoint of fall, but from summertime to fall, it was a lot of questions that I had for the world and a lot of questions that I had for myself. And I think during that time of just reconnecting with myself, I was off social media for a few months. It was a hiatus of the podcast. It was a lot of things that was in the air for me. And so I think me just kind of putting my head down, being in tune with myself, becoming a dog dad, if that's a thing. It's been an experience, to say the least, you know. And I think looking back on it all the way up until now, I would say this is probably the healthiest I've been in my 20s, you know, not just on a spiritual and mental mindset, but just how I feel, how I think, the people around me that keep me sharp. Like it's been nothing but phenomenal this year, bro. The middle of the year all the way up until now. And I can't express enough how much I've learned, how much growing I have to do, what I need to focus on. I've been at therapy. It's just been so much, you know. And even kind of speaking on the topic of mental health and therapy, I can't tell you how advantageous that's been to not only my mood, but just my passion and will on the day-to-day basis. And so I think I might have said this before, you know, people go to therapy thinking they're going to get cured. You know, you go to therapy, you know, tell your therapist, you know, whatever trials and tribulations you've been through or what you're dealing with, that kind of thing. You know, everybody goes to therapy for different reasons. So I think a lot of individuals, they feel like once I go here, I'm good for the rest of life. But it's like, no, that's only part of it. That's only 50% is showing up and having those therapeutic conversations and uncomfortable truths and honesty and being real with yourself. But the other half is also applying that each and every day. You know, y'all have that conversation for a reason, not to just, okay, this once a week I'm gonna go to therapy, as long as I have the conversation, I'm good. No, you have to actually apply these methods, apply these actions and goals or whatever that you and your therapist has talked about. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been doing, just trying to implement and impact and make a difference for not just me, but the world. And I know that takes time. So I know y'all don't want to hear about all of that, but I'm just trying to catch y'all up to speed on what I've been on lately. And so, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of greatness in the silence for me, because for one, I've had to avoid Kanye. We'll get into that momentarily, but there's just been a tremendous amount of semantics, propaganda, whatever. It's just been so much that's been going on with the world since 2020, honestly, I feel like that's worth talking about. And I want to continue to do that on this platform. I want to continue to cover those international and domestic stories. I want to continue to be part of our culture and talk about pop culture when it comes to music that's dropping, fashion, things that are going in, that's about tech, that kind of stuff. I want to touch on everything. So I don't really have an agenda or a demographic that I would say I'm trying to appeal to. You know, people come to podcasts for different reasons. And so the best analogy I can give you, you know, people go to a buffet for different size and different entrees. You know, somebody may be here for steak and lobster, somebody else may just be here for the scallops, or somebody might just be here for the mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. And so that's what I'm trying to deliver on this platform to y'all. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be segments where I do cover sports. There are going to be times where I talk about Kanye's antics. You know what I'm saying? There are going to be times where I may touch on cryptocurrency, investing, stock, or have featured guests, artists, things of that nature on here. So I want y'all to grab a little bit of everything. This is not dedicated to just one specific topic or one specific demographic. I want this to reach for everybody. So with that being said, man, I can jump right into it, honestly. The first thing I think I should cover, since I've been gone so long, and what's been in the media the most, is Kanye. It's no secret there. And I mean, where do I even start? I mean, let's start with the aftermath of Kanye West's anti-Semitic comments. Adidas just cut ties today with him, or depending on when you listen to this pod, they cut it on Tuesday of this week. So they cut ties with him today. Balenciaga cut ties a couple days ago. Vogue and Anna Wintour, I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly, but they cut ties. Drop by talent agency, drop by lawyer, streams, sales, and airplay plummeted. Restricted from Instagram and Twitter. Stadium shows canceled. Documentaries shelved. Where do we even unpack, or like, I don't even know how to get into this. I mean, look, black people were still buying Yeezys, still going to Sunday service, still supporting, showing up to the Donda shows, still watching his interviews, whether it's Drink Champs or if he's calling in somewhere, still listening to all of his albums, still calling him a genius. That's why Kanye's black anti-speech didn't cancel him. It took this for him to get canceled, I guess, quote unquote. And I remember vividly him talking about, I don't remember which podcast it was, but I remember him saying that he's above cancel culture. He loves it. He's above it. He told us. He told us he's above cancel culture. And he even said, I want to say on Drink Champs, Adidas can't do shit, even if he says anti-Semitic comments, which is egregious to say. Like, who are you in business with then? Because they should look themselves in the mirror as well if they can't cut ties with you. Obviously, wish they did. So I'm sure any other brands or sponsorships that he has is going to come crashing down at any moment. You know what I'm saying? I still think he has the connection with Gap, but I don't know how long that relationship is going to last, because he's altered relationships with everybody at this point. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to get on here and tear down Kanye or tear down a black man, because I'm sure y'all have heard my banter over the years on how I feel about Kanye West. What I will say, a few things here is, one, we got to stop with the genius. We got to. Kanye is sensational, phenomenal, and phantasmagorical when it comes to the music scene. Nobody's ever questioned that. His production, his beat making, his beat selection, his features, his albums. We're always astonished by those. That will never go away, or he's never lost that. So musically inclined, that's what he is. Like, I'll give Kanye his flowers on that all day long. But in the grand scheme of things, that does not mean shit when it comes to life. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to put him on that pedestal, but I feel like a lot of, or at least in our society, we put these individuals at a certain pinnacle and we look up to them and think like they are the say-so. They are it. They're the person that you praise. Not that I praise, you know, people out there listening, some of them do praise. And so there are Kanye stans, and I just never understood it. You know what I'm saying? The rhetoric that he's said over the years, it's just enough is enough. Enough is enough, you know? And from the outside looking in, I do see, partially, I think he's not well. You know what I'm saying? I think he is going through something, and I hope he seeks the right medical attention and mental health that he needs. And the individuals that are around him, they need to hold him accountable too. You know what I'm saying? Or get that man the right help. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit there and let him. He's destroying himself. He's past destroying himself already. You know what I'm saying? You have neo-Nazis I've seen on Twitter that are trying to be in cahoots, or they're aligning their same perspective that Kanye is having. And so it's gotten to that point now. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, again, I won't take anything musically away from Kanye West. But all that extra shit has to go. Let's call a spade. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was canceled with the Trump shit, right? Then he was canceled with the slavery is a choice remarks. Then he was canceled with, it's so many different offenses at this point. It's just like, how can you still support a man and still rock the shoes? Like, I don't want to see Kanye's no more. I don't want to see none of y'all niggas wearing Kanye's. Because now, when I see people wear Ye's, I look at y'all as bozos. I'm sorry. It don't matter what our relationship is, bro. If you got on some Kanye, if you got on some Yeezys, 350s, 750s, 1250s, 1,050,000s, I'm looking at you crazy. We got to hold each other accountable. Like, enough is enough. This is unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's off of his rocker. He needs to get help. And I feel like the other part of it, too, is he's just very self-centered and egotistical. So he knows exactly what he's doing. And he's burning fires everywhere he goes at this point. And so he's canceled himself. He's alienated himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see a comeback from this. I don't see who would want to do business with Kanye West again. Now, am I saying there will never be a brand or company that reaches out to them that wants to collaborate? No, I'm not saying that at all. We're still talking about Kanye West, right? Somebody that's earned over $1 billion in earnings, that can bring value to, I don't know, whatever they're trying to push. I wouldn't do business with Ye, but I can see a struggling company or somebody who just wants it for the clout or for the moment, for the attention, I can see them aligning with Ye. You know what I'm saying? As sick as that sounds. So, all I can say honestly is thoughts and prayers, man. Like, seeing somebody do a complete 180 versus when they first started off in 03 in the music, not 03, but whenever Kanye came out, just seeing what he was then versus now is just, it's a slap in the face, you know. It's disappointing, it's upsetting, and I don't want to talk about Kanye on my platform, to be honest. You know, I don't plan on talking about him every week. I just want to nip this in the bud, since this has been very quote-unquote trendy, and this has been recent news and headlines of the past few months. So that's that on Ye. And y'all tell me how y'all feel too. Feel free to shoot me a DM, comment, like, subscribe, whatever y'all want to do. I want to hear y'all perspective on it too, because I don't want this just to be a one-sided conversation. What else did I want to talk about? I have Tyler Perry on my list, but I don't know why I have him on my list. What did Tyler Perry do? Let me see real quick. Tyler Perry fired accountants after audit reveals IRS owed millions. Or owed him $9 million, excuse me. Shit. I mean, I would fire them as well. You know what I'm saying? Your only job is to handle my statements, my bank statements, take care of all of that accounting information. That's why I hired you and whoever else, a dedicated team, to ensure my finances are in the correct order. But let me see. Perry went on to recall an audit process with an unprofessional agent that went on for 3 years. So this audit went on for 3 years. I'm spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in accounting with accountants for the audit, and I am getting so mad and so frustrated, Perry said. We get to the end of the audit, and they, the IRS, owed me $9 million, he added. I said, hell nah. How did you miss me paying $9 million? Perry then joked. I have to stop going to H&R Block for my taxes at some point. He continued, listen to me. In business, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to learn. You have to learn, but don't let it happen over and over again. That's the one thing about me. I'll let you make a million mistakes, but you can't do the same thing over and over again. In related news, Tyler Perry, Dave Chappelle, and Jennifer Hudson will be honored this weekend. I don't give a fuck about that, respectfully. But yeah, pretty much, the IRS owed him $9 million. And how do you skip over that? You know what I'm saying? I did see some people get some flack, or give him flack over it, you know, but I was a bit confused about that, because if somebody owes me $100, how did you miss that on paper? That is your only sole job. And I'm with Tyler Perry on this one. You know, if you make a mistake once, okay, cool. But if it's a multitude of times, and I've come to you trying to find ways or try to come to a middle ground on how do we prevent this from happening, and the same thing is reoccurring, you got to get the boot. You got to get the boot. So I don't really have much else to say on that. I just thought that was very interesting. I want to segue a little bit into some sports. I know I don't want to say late, but I mean, we're what, 7 games in into the NFL season? 7, 8 games? And it's been a very interesting season, to say the least. As far as shockers, you know, I'm surprised the Buccaneers are 3-4. I'm not really surprised the Packers are, I want to say they're 3-4 also. Aaron Rodgers got nobody to throw to. So that doesn't surprise me there, but I am really concerned about Tampa Bay, because they were my Super Bowl pick and still is. I'm still rolling with them. I'm going to see what they do this year, but they're still my Super Bowl pick for the year. I want to see them. I like Buffalo. I don't think LA is going to repeat. I just don't think they have the same firepower as they did last year. And everybody's banged up. Nobody's healthy. Another shocker for me is the New York Giants, who thought they would have been a one-loss team through week 7 or week 8, whatever week we're on. Who would have thought? You know what I'm saying? The G-men. Saquon Barkley is playing at a sensational level. I haven't seen him run like this since when he first entered the league. Cowboy fans, blah. I don't have time for y'all. I mean, I know y'all are a one-loss team also, but y'all crumble like a cookie. So I'll wait for that to happen. Philadelphia, arguably the best team in the league, you know, undefeated still. That's a shocker to me. Somebody told me Jalen Hurts was going to be the only undefeated quarterback through week 7, week 8. I would laugh you out the room. But no disrespect. You know, Jalen Hurts is an outstanding talent, you know, but I just didn't think they were going to be the only undefeated team through week 8, we can say. So that's been a huge surprise. I don't know if I have, let me see. I mean, the NFL this year is, I want to see what the second half of the season is. You know, everybody says they don't really care about the first half, but the first half is really telling. That tells me your holes. That tells me what y'all don't study, what y'all don't prepare for, and that tells me your weaknesses. So I want to see what the second half is for us. Let me see. Lamar Jackson has been playing sensational. Of course, Josh Allen. Those are my two candidates for MVP so far. I think they have struggled. Baltimore has struggled for the past few games, but I think they'll get back on track. And Josh Allen, he took last year's loss in the postseason. He took that personal, as he should have. And have y'all not seen what the man is doing this year? You know, he's on a mission. He is on a mission. That's all I really have for NFL. I mean, college football speaking, I was so happy that Alabama lost a few weeks ago. You know, and obviously because one, I'm a Georgia fan, but for two, it's just the arrogance sometimes. You know, like the arrogance of some of these Alabama fans like really irked my nerves. So I celebrated. You know, I celebrated that night that they lost. And I know we still have a whole second half of football to play too in college football. You know, Georgia has Florida upcoming. The week after, we have Tennessee at home. So this is no room for us to get complacent or get comfortable. This is really when the journey is starting for Georgia. So very, very excited to see what they have coming this week in preparation for Florida. And I want to see us tear apart Tennessee. I don't want it to be close at all. I don't want it to be a shootout. I want them to blow them out from the beginning of the game. And NBA. We can talk about NBA real quick. Season just tipped off last week. So they haven't even gotten 6 or 7 games in yet. I think some teams only play 4. And I don't judge NBA the same as NFL. Because for one, it's an 82-game season. So you can struggle and be 0-7 the first 7 games and have a miracle season and win 30 out of your next 40 games. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't judge NBA as harsh, at least in the beginning of the season. It's always the second half also that's when it matters. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of when it matters, you know, like I think the Lakers, they need to trade Westbrook with expedience. My take on that has not changed since last season. He doesn't work. He's a Hall of Famer still. No questions there. Not taken away from that. Sensational talent. But it's just time. It's just time for Westbrook to get traded. This might be the end of his career, because if he goes if he plays on another team to the way he's been playing for the past almost 2 years, they're going to give him the boot. He's going to be a free agent. You know what I'm saying? And they may have to force him into retirement. But him, Bron, and AD do not work. And I don't think it's because they can't work. I just think Westbrook, he just doesn't have that touch anymore. Like, from the mid-range, layups, dunk. Like, it's just not what we've seen 4 or 5 years ago. It's just not the same Westbrook from OKC. So I think that move is vital, and it needs to happen ASAP before it's too late. Obviously, the Lakers, they're struggling. They need 3-point shooters. I think LeBron said a quote the other day. He was like, "We can't even shoot a penny in the ocean," or some kind of old saying. I don't really remember what it was. But in other words, he needs shooters. In order for LeBron to even want to smell another championship, he needs players that defend. And I think that's what the Lakers did do well over the offseason. They picked up Patrick Beverley, the Alani Walker. They picked up a few different pieces to where it's like, okay, we can compete defensively at a high level. But the game is also about offense too. You know what I'm saying? You need to surround yourself with shooters that can knock down a big shot or knock down a desperation three. So that's what they need to get better at. As far as my Hawks kind of transitioning into the Atlanta Hawks, I think we're off to a great start. You know, I'm liking the fit of DeJounte Murray and Trae Young with Collins. I think it's going to be a great season for us. I'm curious to see how far we go in the postseason. I have high expectations. I think we can make it to the Eastern Conference, if not the NBA Finals. You know what I'm saying? I think Brooklyn is still Brooklyn. They're still kind of going through the motions of learning how to play together. It's not a real leader over there. It's just a lot of ambiguity over there, to say the least. So I think they're dealing with that situation. Milwaukee, obviously, they were the defending champs a couple years ago. I think they have to remain healthy. They have an outstanding coaching staff. I mean, you have Giannis and an egalitarian roster, so that's never going to be questioned. I think the toughest comp, and it may sound crazy to y'all, is the Boston Celtics. And I know it's been a lot of noise since the whole frenzy of the head coach being suspended for a year, messing with a staff member. It's just been a lot of uncertainty. You know, Jason Tatum struggling in the finals. I don't know how he is mentally now going into this season, but I feel like they got better. You know what I'm saying? With the addition of Malcolm Brogdon, that's somebody that can put up a consistent 15 to 25 points a game to you. And to me, y'all got better. Y'all still have Marcus Smart. You know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown is still there. So I don't know. I can see them realistically going to the finals, but I think that would be the Hawks', you know, the Hawks' toughest competition. And y'all let me know. Let me know if I'm out of bounds on that. But pretty biased here. I'm not gonna lie to you because I'm a Hawks fan. Do I care about NBA? Anybody else in the NBA? Ja Morant, he's getting I heard Joe Budden say this, but it didn't take Joe Budden for me to realize this. Ja Morant is getting a crazy whistle. Like, these first couple games, they're calling the whistle on everything. Like, that Ben Simmons foul, that was a bit egregious. You know what I'm saying? They could have let them play. It's fourth quarter. He has five fouls. Let us see them compete. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with a little bit of physical contact, but they didn't swallow their whistle in that case. They you know, pretty much called the foul on Ben Simmons, and he fouled out. So, I don't have much to say there, but I think Ja's going to have another tremendous season, MVP season at that. So that's going to be exciting to see. I'm excited Zion is back, but even with that, injuries, right? And I know he took a hard fall a few nights ago, and I'm curious to see how many games he's going to sit or what they're going to do, because they're in a situation now where even if he slips and it looks wrong, they're going to want to sit him a game or two and not have him on back-to-back nights. And the best ability in basketball or any sport at that is availability. And so if you don't have your centerpiece or that concrete player there night in and night out, you're not going to thrive as a franchise. So I want to see Zion continue to obviously stay healthy, but I want some trust to be there between him and the organization to where he can take a hard fall and still get up and play, because that's the reason why they drafted you too. You know what I'm saying? They seen the tape, they seen the highlight reels of you doing 360 between the leg and one off the backboard dunks. But they also want to see you there in games where it matters, where it can be game 80, 81 of the season, and that's the determinant factor if y'all make it to the first round of the playoffs or y'all don't, or if y'all need to do a play-in game and you need to be there. So I want to see basketball at a high level and high competition this year. And I know it's kind of impossible to avoid injuries, but I just want to see, it's been a while since we've seen most of the superstars be healthy. And I think this is the first time this season where everybody is playing and healthy. Like, even John Wall is out there playing again, for crying out loud. So, and John Wall looks phenomenal in a Clippers uniform. And I think that's my pick that comes out of the Western Conference. I think that's the team that gives, don't even talk about the Lakers. That ain't even in the discussion of a championship. But I think that's somebody that can compete with the Golden State Warriors. You know what I'm saying? A Draymond Green and Curry and the whole crew. Like, that's a team that has the dog and firepower to at least kind of go back and forth. So we can address that situation too, actually. I mean, since I've been gone, the Draymond Green and Jordan Poole situation, those who don't know, I mean, Draymond pretty much socked them in the jaw. Like, my jaw was hurt just looking at the video. And if you haven't seen it, go take a look. But real quick, I mean, I don't mean to spend time on old news, but I just think as teammates, it should never get to that point, ever. We can talk the most trash about each other. We can compete at a high level. we can push each other to do more. We can give each other constructive feedback. But it should never come down to blows as teammates. When somebody is your teammate, that is your brother or that is your sister. You were supposed to defend them like you would defend your brother or sister. You get what I'm saying? So in that moment, I don't know what was said. I don't know who leaked it. It was obviously it was heated, but if I'm Jordan Poole, I'm swinging first and asking questions later. You know, when you look at somebody of a Draymond Green and look at his track record and look at his resume, you already know what type of time you're on if he's approaching you. So I'm coming out guns blazing with that being said. And I know that goes against everything I just said, but I think Draymond Green is the only anomaly in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a Dennis Rodman, just maybe. But I think it was unacceptable, you know, on Draymond Green's behalf. You know what I mean? And what I appreciate the most is the franchise of Golden State, of how professional and how organized they handle situations or handle mishaps on their watch. You know what I'm saying? Everything from the KD situation to this has been several times where Draymond Green has been a menace. You know what I'm saying? This is no secret, but that should just show you their character. You know, just how professional they handle things off the court and dealt with that situation. Because looking at them on TV, it doesn't seem like an issue was had. Behind closed doors, well, we won't know, at least right now. Or, I mean, if they come out and tell us. But I think the Warriors do a good job of not masking, I want to say, but kind of taking the high road and taking the approach of what is the most responsible and professional thing to do in this scenario. So I think I tip my hat off when it comes to that. Do I have anything else left in basketball? I'm enjoying the LeBron commercials. I'm enjoying the Father Time is undefeated. I'm enjoying those commercials. But that's all I really have in sports. Kind of transitioning into some music. I know it's been a while, a hot minute, actually, since I've talked about music. And where do I get started? I mean, I've kind of been on a little bit of everything, honestly, bro. I've been listening to Solange, Steve Lacy, Sonny Colon, if y'all know who that is, Flower Child. Shit, I've been reaching back, listening to Faith Evans, 112. I listened to Brian the Scientist, Brandon Banks. It's come on, it's me when it comes to music. So if y'all haven't, or if y'all don't know, y'all can go to my Apple Music playlist. Just search my name on Apple Music, and I have a list for pretty much everything. I have a playlist for everything. I just created one over the weekend called Barefoot Vibes, and that's the one. I want to say it's maybe about an hour and a half long. I'm still adding stuff to it, but whether you're cleaning, in the shower, with your lady, you know what I'm saying, in the car vibing, like that's what that is for. You know what I'm saying? Barefoot Vibes. It's no socks need to be on when you're listening to that playlist. So check that out if y'all are interested. I'm really parched. Hold on. Oof. What else do I want to talk about? Ooh, I want to talk about being a proud brother real quick before I end the podcast. And this hit me maybe last weekend. You know, I remember like it was yesterday, holding my little brother in my arms when he was born. And it's a 10-year age gap, for those who don't know. You know, it's a 10-year age gap between me and my little bro. And he recently turned 16 in May. So that was another thing that was celebratory to me and warmed my heart over the summer, is just seeing him, you know, evolve and turn into this young man. And for one, I never realized how much influence I had on him until as of late. You know what I'm saying? Everything from his mannerisms to things that he's into, things that he says, the way he dresses, it all comes from me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And that's no shade to my parents. Like, I don't think they would take that as shade. You know, I think he has somebody that is a good role model, somebody to look up to. And he sees that not only do I own my mistakes, but I also try to become a better me at that. You know, like, okay, I fucked up here, but how do I capitalize, or how do I tweak this behavior to where if this comes around next time, I handle it in a more efficient and effective way. So that's one thing that I started to notice. And then what really hit me, he got his license last month. And I'm just like, yo, like, now he's driving me around. Like, how crazy is this? Time is moving so fast. And I don't know if y'all have heard the saying, time is of the essence, but it really is. And that's why you have to enjoy those moments that you have with a significant other, or, you know, siblings, family, loved ones, whatever the case may be, because we don't get those moments back. You know, I feel like for our generation, we look at a lot of memories and moments through a camera lens, and it should be that real FaceTime, not the FaceTime over the phone that, you know, every other night that you on or scrolling through your feed and seeing, but it's that real in-depth personal face-to-face FaceTime that matters. And so I just can't tell you how appreciative I am for not only having a brother, but having somebody that looks up to me and wants to also surpass me. You know, that keeps me on my toes too, man. I want to continue to set the bar high for him and set the bar high for myself, you know. And just seeing him getting letters from a Morehouse or a Auburn or a Hampton, like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, tears was in my eyes when I was seeing that, bro. I'm like, I mean, he's by far smarter and way more intelligent than I am, you know what I'm saying? But I felt the joy just looking at him, seeing how happy and how satisfied he was from, you know, busting his ass in school, also having that hustle of having a job now, having a whip. Like, you have it right now. You have emotion. And so the biggest thing to, and I try not to sound like an OG to him, but I'm like, you know, when it comes to having motion, you want to continue to have that motion. And not only do you want to continue to have that motion, you want to be careful with it, because there are going to be people that want to gravitate towards you now because you have a car. And so with that, like I said, it just comes with a lot of responsibility. So just making sure that don't drive with anybody else in the car unless they're 18 or over, or, you know, somebody of, you know, your family or things like that. Because it can be easy to get looped in or succumb to some pressure of, hey, can you take me up the street? Or, hey, can you take me here? Can you take me here? It's like, you don't want to be put in that awkward spot. So I definitely understand that and can align with that, you know, because that was me. That was me as a teenager, you know. So I think ultimately he's going to be good, but it's just been a proud and profound moment for me to see, like, damn, like, this is my little bro, and this is only the beginning of him. Like, his ceiling, the sky is the limit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just so grateful, and I don't know, it has me compelled. I want to see what's next, you know. I want to see what's next for him. So that's just a little nugget I want to throw in this podcast too. I don't really have anything else, honestly. Again, these episodes will drop weekly, so you don't have to worry about any more sabbaticals, any more hiatuses. Like, I'm gonna be here. If I'm not, y'all will definitely be informed. I will definitely go through the proper channels to keep y'all informed and updated. Again, make sure you follow me on IG and Twitter at Trey, T-R-E underscore Matthews. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and give me some feedback. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's progressive and some exciting feedback, or constructive, tell me things I can do to make my platform better, or what can I do to cater to y'all more? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all let me know. I may start doing call-ins, also have people call up to the show, give a perspective, or going off on a little tangent, talk about a certain segment. And I'm also looking for people to collaborate with, you know, whether you're an artist, actor, actress, athlete, doctor, it really doesn't matter your field. It really doesn't. I'm open to having a conversation with each and everybody. So this platform does not discriminate. Willing to have whoever on here. So y'all let me know. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. First timers, I guess next episode I can say the last timers, because I'll be episode 2. Or the in-betweeners, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all. And yeah, till next time. Love.